There's almost always an economic impact to elections. Let's talk about some of the key issues that could impact tomorrow's vote and what the outcome could mean for personal investors. Craig Bolanos is joining us, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group based in Inverness. Before, Craig, we get into some of the specific issues, volatility often can follow that. We're in a period of volatility now, but there's a chance that after tomorrow, for the next couple of weeks, we may see some more of it.
Oh, absolutely. There is always what you express, a seasonality that accompanies volatility with these midterm elections. But if history is our guide, and it's the only guide we have, I think there's going to be some big VIX Wednesday after trading resumes post-election. But we're likely to have some firmness in the markets once the uncertainty premium gets eliminated, because we'll find out who won.
And let's talk about that, because if you look at the polls, obviously there's a lot of unknowns. If you look at the polls, most of the recent ones, the expectation is the Democrats will pick up the House, the Republicans will keep the Senate. If that is the scenario, how should investors respond?
Well, you know what? Let's back up. Can we even trust the polls? See, that's what I think makes things so interesting. Not only is America as a whole politically charged, but I think Wall Street, you see some of the light volume again today. People don't know if the base case of what you just alluded to, the Democratic Party taking the House, Republicans maintaining the Senate, people aren't sure if that's going to happen. And what lies as a result is tax reform 2.0, infrastructure, trade deals, and even impeachment, all of that risk premium is on the table. But if we concentrate on the most likely scenario, which is a divided Congress, I think what you're going to have is markets rally. I think we went through a small correction. I think you're going to see certain industry groups like healthcare in particular do well, because the threat of drug repricing isn't going to be there. So we'll have to see what happens.
But on the other hand, there could also be that standoff between the two parties and nothing gets done.
Well, and typically you're right, Chris. You know, a little bit of gridlock, though, isn't a bad thing. In fact, I will tell you that Wall Street and investors would probably celebrate a little bit of gridlock right now, because the alternative that could be there is, sure, there's a chance the Republicans get and maintain both houses of Congress like we have right now, which quickly ushers in some additional stimulus, maybe gets the market back up to its highs. But there's also a chance the Democratic Party could have that blue wave, that tsunami, and all of a sudden that puts the topic of impeachment front and center.
Do you see an opportunity in terms of investment as you look right now at what is out there and how it might be affected tomorrow? And are there any areas that you're waiting for to invest
in? Well, I think a couple of things have happened. One, the guests you had previously on this show, who both strongly indicated that the economy is in such good shape that market corrections are a part of the normal process, I think that's good strategy. People should look at this pullback that we've had thus far as what I call a buying opportunity. But depending on how this midterm goes, again, I think you're going to have certain sectors that are in play and certain sectors that aren't. So if you see that blue wave come through, I think we're going to see some severe pressure on the financials as regulation becomes a little bit larger, a little bit more stronger. I think on the opposite occasion, if the Republicans maintain both sets of houses in Congress, then consumer discretionary is going to be all the rage in the sector to be in, because we're likely to see tax reform 2.0 that puts a little bit more money in people's pockets, and I think they're inclined to spend it.
So is there anything people can do today in preparation for what may happen tomorrow in spite of the uncertainty, or do they need to have a plan in place that they can execute as soon as the markets open on Wednesday morning?
I think you're exactly right. I think right now what people should be doing today, what people should be doing tomorrow, is taking stock of what they currently own, taking a look at something as basic as their asset allocation. And once they make sure that their asset allocation isn't out of whack from where it deserves to be based on their goals and risk tolerance, then they should take a look at any of the dry powder that they hopefully have built up in their portfolio, and depending on market conditions, happens Wednesday, they should be poised to go shopping, or they should be poised to sell some industries, depending on how this vote goes.
All right.